Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me and for hanging around with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to check out my blog, which is jimsblog.biz, but you can also find it at the website. Colleen Rickenbacker is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Colleen Rickenbacker has a bunch of letters at the end of her name. I'll get her to explain that to us in just a minute. But she is our etiquette expert in the Brain Trust. She's the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior, and she is Ms. Behavior. Colleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. I'm so glad you're here because, you know, we got a momentous day coming up in just about a week or so, Colleen. We've got Labor Day coming up.
Correct.
And that means I have to put all my white stuff up, right?
Uh-huh.
And so whatever I had that was white that I was in love with, I have to make sure I put it up, unless I've learned this year that there is something called winter white. And this is just a way that women get around getting to wear white after Labor Day, right? Somebody came up with
exactly.
Winter white.
Oh, the people out there, you know, the fashion designers, they want you to keep wearing whatever colors are in. But brights are still in, so people need to remember that. Brights are still in, even
what,
through...
Wait a minute. Now, see, all the women know what that means. What is it? I'm a guy. What does that mean? What does brights mean?
Well, pinks are still in for this coming year. Green.
Oh, that's good news
still
for me.
In. Yeah, I mean, everybody, I mean, look at it. You know, 5, 10 years ago, black. But black...
Black was the new pink in those days, wasn't it?
Exactly. And it kind of makes it cycle around. You know, the fashion people have to just keep recycling things. And what people need to remember, no matter what's in fashion, what fits your body is what should be in fashion for you.
Yeah, that's the challenge for me, too, by the way.
I hate to say it, but sometimes, you know, when things are hip and trendy, maybe the person's body's not hip and trendy.
Well, that's true, and more's the pity, and it's getting worse every year. But it's really a big challenge for ladies, isn't it? Because guys just, we basically throw a coat over it, and it covers up a lot of hamburgers and banana splits. But ladies, not so much, right?
Not so much, is correct.
My wife says there's nothing fair about that.
No, I mean, men's fashions, I mean, yes, they change more, you know.
You mean like the pattern of the design on the wingtip shoes?
I was thinking like the tie. It gets big, it gets skinny, it gets big, it gets mini, you know. But then other than that, men, you know, can go, when you say wear something business casual, they can get by wearing a pair of khaki pants and a golf shirt, and voila, there's your business casual.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman, there's, you know, 8,000 variations to it. So they just need to be careful of what they're wearing. My best advice, if someone says, well, you know, it's a festive, you know, wear something festive. Well, you know, you might want to come in a hula skirt. That could be festive to you. So always call the host or the hostess and say, what do you mean by, you know, something chic or festive or whatever
right.
The, you know, little terminology may be. And they'll say, oh, no, wear whatever you want. We'll say, well, tell me what you're going to wear. And if they tell you, and they know, trust me, especially a hostess, she'll know exactly what she's going to wear, I mean, months in advance. And they'll tell you, you never want to go underdressed, always overdressed.
A little
always,
bit over.
Always.
Yeah.
Always, always, always.
You know,
that
you,
way you're not
you ladies have even got us guys trained whenever we're invited somewhere. And they say, be sure to bring your wife or whatever. You know, we're trained now to say, well, what is she supposed to wear?
Thank you. Because that's critical.
Otherwise, we're in big trouble because we know that if we don't ask right then, we got to make another phone call. Because she's not calling, and I got to call.
Of course, well, because it's your friend, it's your party, it's your invitee.
That's right.
So that's the important of it. But always make sure you know, because you want to be noticed, but you want to be noticed for the right reasons, not because someone says, "Oh my heavens, did you see what she had on? What was she thinking?"
Yeah.
And
guys do that too. Can you believe he wore that tie? Guys do that all the time,
yeah.
Right? well, what about? Let's talk about business. Let's go back to the thing you mentioned a minute ago about being overdressed instead of underdressed. If you're overdressed, you can always say, well, I just came from an opera or something, right?
Right, exactly.
But from the guy's standpoint, what I always say, if it's any kind of a business event, unless they say, do not wear a tie or you won't be let in. If you're not positive about what everybody's going to wear, and it's not like an outdoor picnic in August or something, you probably ought to wear at least a sport coat.
Sports jacket, yeah.
A sport jacket.
And an open,
You know what else? Stick a tie in your pocket.
Always.
Stick a tie in your pocket because you might want to slip into the men's room and put it on.
Right. Because, you know, like you said, you're not going to be there, especially, you know, like a lot of people, you know who you are type thing, and they don't want you to come looking sloppy. It's like, oh, man, I listen to this guy all the time, and this is how he looks, this is how he's dressed. Your clothes are your first impression. And, you know, because before you even open your mouth, you've made a statement about yourself. Did you take your time? Did you think about it? Or did you just throw on whatever was handy? You know, and it's very, very important. And the other thing that's important, no matter what you have on, it has to be clean. It has to be pressed. Your shoe should shine. I'm not saying necessarily military shine, but it should be darn close.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes make such a big factor on people, and they have no, you know, they don't realize that. It's, the whole way down.
Speaking of the shoes, I don't like the new men's shoes. Do you like the new styles of men's shoes?
Not particularly.
Well, they've got this big wide sole that that's about a half inch out on either side, all the way around.
Yeah, a little clumpy.
And they got some weird shapes. I don't understand that. Is it that they just get tired of selling?
Exactly. They needed to sell something different. They needed to make a change. And, you know, some men love them.
Well,
you know, because
I refuse.
They are kind of tired of the same. Think about it. You're very limited men. I mean, you either got wingtips, you got loafers, you got, you know, it's kind of limited. So they want to give you a little bit of variety. You know, women's heels, the same thing. Women's either go up, they go down, you know, they go pointy, they go squared, they go, you know, funny
shape. How do you walk in those pointy shoes, Colleen?
Well,
I don't understand that.
Foot doctor, you shouldn't.
Those things are awful. They're like about 4 inches. They're 4 inches in front of your toes.
I know. But you're making a little statement there, and it's bad because I've had foot surgery.
What's the statement, Colleen?
Oh, you know, you're stylish, you're hip, you're doing whatever is out there. But you need to watch because, like, in my case, I stand a lot, I walk a lot, you know, and you pay for it at the end of the day.
Why don't women get together and say, we're not going to take this anymore?
I know. Well,
but you don't do that, do you?
No, of course not. You're never going to do what looks nice. If you're short, you're never going to wear, you know, well, I shouldn't say this for everybody because it's not true, but I'm 5'4", so I always, you know, you want to be 5'7", so I'm going to wear like 3-inch heels, 2.5-inch heels.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I like it. I like how they look, but then again, your feet are telling you, no, stop doing this to me.
Stand by, Colleen. The book is called Be On Your Best Behavior by Colleen Rickenbacker, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to behave in a business meeting right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
The night's the time for all your tears.
Reel it in the years, showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm having a great visit with our good friend Colleen Rickenbacker, and she's the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior, and she's got a new book coming out before too long about being on your best cultural business behavior. And Colleen, I got to know what these mean, CMP and CSEP. What does that mean? That's at the end of your name.
Well, for years and years and years, I've always done events, which I still do some events. So CMP is Certified Meeting Professional, meaning that, you know, hopefully you can arrange any kind of meeting that you need because you're, you know, everything across. And the second one, the CSEP, is Certified Special Event Professional.
All right. So, folks, that's one of the things that you do, too, isn't it?
Uh-huh, exactly. Been doing them for years and years and years. Yeah. Love doing events.
Well, it's a special discipline, no question about it. I've been around people who are professionals like you who don't know how to do those things. And when they do, it's fun to watch you guys do your work because it's really something to go from nobody to 2,000 people, in 2 hours and get them fed and taken care of and everything. It takes a lot of – you got to do a lot of multitasking, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yep, you got to be organized.
Colleen, you have a website, please?
It's ColleenRickenbacker.com.
All right. And it's just like you think it would be spelled. And, yes, her family is related to Eddie Rickenbacker.
Exactly.
Colleen, let's talk about business meetings, especially where there might be someone involved from another culture, another country. You know, one of my favorite stories is there's a Tennessee food company, a small Tennessee food processing company that makes salsa, like you know, like you eat with Mexican food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And guess where one of their markets is? Mexico.
I would think maybe the Middle East, or not the Middle East, but Asia.
Mexico.
Or...
this little Tennessee company sells salsa to Mexico. How about
You're
that?
You're kidding.
No, that's
okay,
a true
that
story.
I would never guess. Okay.
I know, that's
I figured
a true
they
story.
Should be selling it to us.
That's a true story. But the thing is that all over this country, all over the United States, there are small companies who are either going direct to countries, to businesses in other countries, or maybe they're a vendor. They're supporting a larger company who's doing business over there. But either way, at some point in time, they come in contact with people from other cultures and who speak other language, and they're doing their best to speak our language. Most of them do.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on making sure that we get the most out of those meetings?
People need to realize that our world is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller because everybody now is dealing internationally, either, you know, like you said, just another country, or that they're here working here. My best thing is to be prepared and to always be ready. People say, well, they're here in the United States, they should be doing what we're doing. Well, yes, they should be, same as we should be doing when we go over there. But out of respect for their beliefs and their cultures, we should understand different things. And other countries are much more etiquette-driven than we
yep.
are,
yep.
much, much more. They do a lot more on traditions than we ever think about because their traditions go back, you know, thousands and thousands of years, where our country is so much newer, you know, than all of theirs. And all I'm saying is when you go in, just the protocol of shaking hands, standing, knowing which direction to go, who do you address first, you know, and how do you dress them? Do you exchange gifts? And business card etiquette is such a big to-do mm-hmm. in other countries. Here, we have business cards. We throw them across the table when we're meeting.
Literally, sometimes.
We do. And, you know, in some countries, especially in Asian country, they stand up when they exchange business cards. They present with two hands. And the most important thing that I can tell people here is make sure when you give your business card that it's facing the direction to the person. Like if I was going to hand you one, Jim, my name needs to face you, not
right.
upside down,
it's,
sideways.
It's a presentation.
Oh, it's the whole, and we don't even think about it. You know,
yeah.
never even think about it.
But that's a level of ignorance. That's a level of ignorance, though. If we don't cure ourselves of that ignorance when we deal with these folks, we literally could be ruled out the first moment.
Instantly. Even a matter of fact, you know, like in some countries, you know, like, you know, using your left hand, they don't use their left hands. Those are used for other things. So, in the Middle East,
yeah, left-handed uh-huh. is not good.
Exactly. Yeah. And pointing, a lot of countries, you will not point.
Yep.
Maybe it's with your arm
if
instead
you cross,
of the finger.
Don't cross your legs and show them the bottom of
the
your foot.
The sole of your shoe, exactly, yeah. is so disrespectful in some countries.
In some countries, especially the Middle East.
Filthy.
You know,
exactly.
and let me tell you something else, though, just so people don't get all weirded out about all these things that they don't know. Some things you won't be able to help, but try to learn as much about the country and the culture of the person you're going to meet as possible. But one thing that works everywhere, and that is do your best to pronounce their name correctly.
Right.
And try to say hello in their language.
Exactly.
That helps so much. And you know one other thing, Colleen, that I think goes a long way. If they're speaking English and you haven't got a chance of speaking their language, but they're doing business with you in English, always, always thank them for speaking English.
Constantly. And the other thing we need to remember here is that Americans, we've used so much slang mm-hmm. that, you know, that they have no idea. They know English, and they know the proper way to say things.
Right.
So don't add a little bit more to it by saying something cute or funny. They'll have no idea, which is another thing, our jokes. Watch jokes here. We send them, you know, a million a day across the email. They sometimes will not appreciate that.
Or just humor, not even jokes.
Right.
Colleen,
right.
give us your website again one more time.
It's ColleenRickenbacher.com.
Thank you, Colleen, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
Colleen Rickenbacher, ladies and gentlemen, be on your best business behavior wherever books are sold, including on her website. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Matthew Cartwright, one of our resident attorneys in the Brain Trust. 29 after. Stay with us.
Oh, 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 oh.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.